back. I'm Dina Cooper from Dina Speaks Dog on 1050 Chum. And on today's show, I'm going to talk to you about living in a condo with your dog. And I find most people that are living in a condo with your dog fail to teach their dog a basic command. And one of them is the command wait. It's one of the greatest commands you can teach your dog because it comes in handy when you're entering the elevator, exiting the elevator, and also upon exiting into the outside world. And how you teach your dog the word wait is you tell your dog to sit on your left-hand side for those who are right-handed. And for those who are left-handed, okay, your dog could be on your right-hand side. And with your left hand in front of your dog's nose, tell your dog to wait. And the difference between wait and stay is wait is a few seconds and stay is a few minutes. It is the same hand signal for both commands. So if you ever decide to leave the condo lifestyle and move into a house, your dog will already know the command when your front door is ajar of your new home. And the command is useful for you and your dog as you ride the elevator and as other people come and go with various packages. In other words, you need to control your dog 100% of the time, as the Chinese food delivery guy is not going to be impressed as your dogs are about to jump up on him and with you in tow saying, "He's friendly, it's okay." Prior to moving is getting your dog sensitized to all the sounds and smells of the condo by visiting prior to the move. If your dog shows any fear of the actual elevator, just stand by the door one day, and then the next day when you visit the complex, get in and then get off. And then the day after that, you could visit and go up a few floors and then get off until your dog is comfortable. There is also the issue of dogs barking when they hear noises outside, which is a normal reaction. I get many calls in regards to dogs barking as they adjust to the new surroundings. I suggest you try to either contain the dog in another room away from the front door by using a crate or a spare room. And don't forget to keep a radio or the television on, as these will muffle the sounds out as well as provide a comforting cue for your dog. If your dog is barking or howling constantly, it could be a sign of separation anxiety or boredom. And to relieve the boredom, you could also try to hire a dog walker for a midday break, or you may have to put your dog on a behavior modification program in order to curtail the anxiety. But that's for another show. And if you can't wait, you can always email me at dina@dinaspeaksdog.com. Bathroom routines have to change when in a condo. And for small dogs, paper training, or you could use pee pads or a dog litter box, they're a good solution and can be put in a spare bedroom or on the balcony. Large dogs you need to take out and get them to do their business outside. Make sure you know your dog's routine. And remember, having a dog walking by your side within the apartment complex puts smiles on people's faces as you cross paths. You may even make a new friend or two and find that the other doggy person is on the same schedule as you and can actually plan to meet at the same spot on a daily basis. Imagine a romance being created. If you have any thoughts or questions regarding your dog in your condo, you can always call the 1-800 number, which is 1-877-HEY-DOGS. One more thought I have on living with dogs in a condo. Over time, I've noticed as clients call me and I go to visit their residence, I notice very few clients have time to be consistent. And I also notice that a lot of the times the main complaint is that the dog misses the pee pad. Well, my suggestion to you is, number one, is put the pee pad in a certain place in the condominium. Don't have various pee pads in different locations in the condominium, because it just doesn't work, and you're going to end up having to clean up a lot more than you'd want to. If you're consistent, put the pee pad in one area, keep your dog confined in the beginning, and then slowly, once your dog knows to get back to the pee pad and remembers to do his business there, you can then let him have the rest of the condo. Having said that, I do realize that some of these condos downtown can be quite small. Bottom line is, just be consistent, continually take your dog there, and hopefully you'll have some success. And if you have any more thoughts or questions regarding living in a condo with your dog, you can always call the 1-877-HEY-DOGS, or you can email me at dina@dinaspeaksdog.com, and I'd love to try to help you out.